to the Garden Clinic podcast. Hello, I'm Graham Ross. You know, each week we meet plant lovers, horticultural experts, landscape designers, nursery and home garden owners who love to share their inside information, their tips and ideas for you. They're from right around Australia and indeed the world of gardening. It's true to say that gardening throughout the world, in fact, is filled with great characters. They're repositories of terrific knowledge and experience. One dear friend who I've respected for many years. He's a highly reputable horticulturist. He's been a lifelong community worker. He's also an RHS judge, I might add, and a gardening media expert par excellence. His name is Jim Buttress. Now, I caught up with Jim on his 2014 show garden, but it's employing unemployed keen gardeners. His story contains some information for us all.
With me is Jim Buttress, garden legend to generations of British gardeners. Yeah, so he's a little bit older than me, but he's working so hard here at Chelsea, in particular with young people. Jim, congratulations. Lovely to see you again, mate.
And you, Graham. And yes, you're right. They're the future. And we've had a period of time when we weren't getting the youngsters coming through. But interestingly, he was standing on the home-based garden that was designed by Adam Frost. I'm delighted to say the third year running working with him, we got the gold medal. And home-based was so impressed with the garden that last year, they have set up their own academy. And they're one of the big multi-chains in the country. And they had an academy of 12 students who worked with us building the garden. And the best news of all, they're going to double it to 24 next year.
That's absolutely inspirational. And it's interesting that in 2014, you've got one of the big corporates, like in Australia would be Wesfarmers or Bunnings, taking over the responsibility when maybe the government's, you know, colleges have maybe let us down a bit.
Absolutely. Certainly the government hasn't been any help to us over here, that's for certain. But this organisation realised that if they have the right person doing the job, the customer gets the right advice. And it's not rocket science. The customer goes back again to see that person. So it's good PR. We've had tremendous television coverage, and that will spread the word right across the country. Maybe one or two of the other big chains might think, hold on, we've missed a trick here.
Well, that's absolutely right, Jim. But can I say, listeners, I was here in the last dying days of the construction period. This is when it's cold, it's wet, it's miserable before the Queen arrives and the sunshine comes out. And you were right up to the wire with the construction. Literally, the Queen was almost getting out of the Daimler.
Exactly. We tried to find a royal trout to get her to help us finish it. We did push it. It was 10:30 on the Sunday night and then 5:00 on the Monday morning. But thank God we got it done and we got what we really wanted, which everybody wants, is the gold medal at Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful garden, listeners. It's filled with iris and water features, lovely ponds, formal pathways and lots of planting. There are a couple of lawns at Chelsea this year, but you've gone for garden beds and hard paving.
Exactly. What I like to do, and certainly that's Adam's brief, is that I want to pull them curtains back every morning in my house and look at that. I don't want to pull it back and look at piles of rusty metal and what have you. I want to see a garden that you can go to different areas at different times. This particular garden is called Reflections. It's memories, memories of Adam's personal life and things that he remembers as a young lad. His father was a fantastic landscape gardener and really inspired and gave Adam all the help he could. And this is almost like, here, our dad, this is me doing it for you. And the good thing about it is that plants really are what gardens are about. They're certainly what shows are about. And the plants that we're using, the trick is to get them to combine so they're not fighting with each other, they're sitting in harmony. And you look at the blues and the light yellows and the whites and everything. You can't just come with a plan and say that goes there and that goes there. I bet every one of these plants has started up that end of the garden and finished up that end and then gone back down to that end. But that's the trick of it. People want to be able to come and they look at them all there now and they say, I never thought of doing buttercups with that. I didn't think of doing... Because what we're trying to do, and all the others are the same, is give the public. They've paid a lot of money. They want ideas to go back to their own garden.
Well, look, it's in spades this year at Chelsea. You know, the young ones have really done well. I've been really inspired by them, you know, this next generation of 20. In fact, some of them are not even 30, and they're just in their 20s.
Exactly. Well, I was very fortunate to be asked to do a television series this year called The Great Allotment Challenge. And it basically took ordinary people for 6 months and got them to start an allotment from nothing and grow it up to here comes the judge. And it's amazing. Amazing, Graham, walking round here, the number of people say, you're that gruff old gardener, aren't you? And a lady stopped me. I was in the pub last night, not surprisingly, and I was sitting there having a pint, and this woman came up, she said, can I just say, you inspired me to help my son on his allotment. Yeah. And you must have had that in your life.
Yeah.
And I tell you, that really lifts the spirits.
Well, that's what we do it for, Jim, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. You and like me, you've got the medal to show for it. And the Victorian Medal of Honour, the Associate of Honour, these are medals the RHS. They don't give them away to nothing. They give them to people like you, and hopefully like me, that are giving it back, doing it for what you believe in. You know, the love of gardening.
Jim, you've been a great friend for a long time, and I appreciate that friendship enormously. You've introduced me to people here in Britain, and it's a real honour to have a chat to you and welcome you to my radio show in Australia.
Oh, it's fantastic, and long may you come back to see us.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Bruttress, all the best, mate.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening. For more of our podcasts, go to our website, gardenclinic.com.